1-2-3. This is Dr. Alex Avila with Love University. And we're back. I'm an author, psychologist, and speaker. Every week we talk about how to love ourselves, others, and a higher nature. And we're at the Miami Book Festival this week, having a great time with the authors and the fans and the readers. And we have a very special guest today, Jennifer Ayers Belinkis. Jennifer has been a housewife. She worked in the business world. But then she suffered major depression. She couldn't get out of bed for a long time. She felt a lot of suffering. Then she studies neuro-linguistic programming and other therapeutic methods, and she could transform herself. And she's written a book called Me, and she talks about loving yourself. Welcome, Jennifer, to the show.
Hi.
Tell us a little bit about Me. How does that work?
Wow. It works when you think about yourself, like to really focus on you. And I know this is like the Me generation. They say that the new generation is the Me generation. I think we all need it to be a Me generation, but in a different light. In a different light where we focus on ourselves and we start to really become aware of who we are.
Okay, now the book you wrote is interesting. It says that there's the old me and the you me. What does that mean?
Well, it's all me, right? So the old me is the new me. I have this saying, it's like the infinity sign that you have your past. If you think of the infinity sign and how it circles around, you have one side is your past, one side is your future, and that connection in the middle where the infinity meets, that's the right now, that's the present. And when we start to be in the present, we can connect our past with our future and make a better future for ourselves.
That's beautiful. Now, Jennifer, you have a lot of interesting questions here that you ask people to ask themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You said, what happened for me today?
Right.
What does that mean?
Okay, first of all, the book is a guided journal. So at night, we answer questions because yes, everything that we need to learn in life, I believe, happens in the daytime. So all the things that are going on like are there to teach us. It's like a mirror. And the people we meet and our anger and our happiness, it's all a mirror to who we are and what we need to learn.
By the way, Jennifer, you just smiled, and I smiled automatically. and that's called the reflexive emotion.
Yeah.
When you smile, the world smiles with you.
That's right.
So you're expressing loving energy.
I'm smiling all the time.
And that's great. So I see that was working in your life. You also ask, what makes you happy?
That's right. Because we can find something in life that makes us happy every day. Now, the book is an 11-week journal, guided journal. And why is it 11 weeks? Because it takes time to build a habit. And smiling is a habit. You know, you just got to start doing it. And when you start and you do it every day, then you just smile. It's natural.
I should get my producer to smile. He never smiles.
Smile.
Reggie, can you smile?
He's smiling.
No, we had Reggie's a nice guy, but he's never really had a date, you know, because he's very shy.
Okay.
We had someone on the show who's like an expert in relationships. He said, Reggie, you got to smile. Because a smile a day makes the girls like you.
Well, it puts the energy
out there. That wasn't a smile. That was a frown. Come on. There you go.
No, he's smiling.
But he has a suggestion of humor, though.
But it's the energy.
Yes.
People feel your energy,
definitely,
whether you know it or not. Like, you can come in a room and you know, you're sad. And even if you have a smile on your face, you can feel it. But if you smile and come in that the good energy, you know, like, you're doing your best.
Yes.
And we have to start from where we are.
Exactly. Now, you have two questions here that I like, because Love University is about loving ourselves,
right,
others, and a higher nature. And we were actually talking just outside here. And when I met you, you said me. I asked you, do you have love? And you said, I love me first.
Right.
But you also have a husband that you love.
And children. Four.
Four children. I think he's from Israel, I believe.
Yes.
And the questions 3 and 4 are, how do I love myself today? And how do I love others?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Okay. So it's super important to love yourself. Like, we should all aspire to unconditional love. Unconditional love is like, you know, things happen and we have to forgive ourselves and we have to move on and learn from it. So loving yourself every day is really important, and you can do that in many ways. Like, just going to have a coffee by yourself or having a glass of water or exercising, any kind of thing to love yourself is super important, just to write that down and journal, because what you write down, you focus on. You have so many thoughts going on, and when you can catch a thought and put it on paper, then you're with that thought and those emotions. So that's loving yourself. And the loving others is very important to share love. Now, to know love is to have true love, and that's yourself, right?
Exactly.
When you know yourself and you love yourself, you can actually give true love to someone else.
Exactly. And I like the idea we talk about in Love University, extending loving energy without expectation.
That's,
you know,
right.
Smile at people, be nice and kind, even though they may not reciprocate. But you don't take it personally. So you're,
right.
We say, be like the sun. The sun shines on everybody.
That's right.
And we keep that energy flowing. But many times we're afraid of rejection. And that's why people pull back.
Yes.
But if you love them unconditionally, that's the key. And then, of course, you talk about learning things and accomplishing goals. But we get to the most important, or one of the most important, I think, you say, is gratitude.
Right.
How was I grateful today? Tell us about that.
How was I grateful today? I am so grateful
well,
to be here.
Well, of course, I'm glad you are.
How does it work for you in the day? Yes. Okay, so every day we should find something to be grateful for, because that is a game changer. When you're grateful, you cannot be resentful at the same time. And you're going to bed, like with my book, you fill out, you know, you answer all these questions before you go to sleep, before your body cleans itself, before your minds, your conscious, unconscious, and subconscious minds start to organize everything for the next day. Like you're cleaning your thoughts, and you're cleaning your emotions, and what you're going to do the next day. So being grateful for something that happened in that day, even if you had like a horrible day, let's say, or a really bad day, we can always find something to be grateful for.
I love that. And the research shows that people keep a gratitude journal.
Yes.
Right, the things you're grateful for reduces depression by 30%, increases sleep by 40%. Even if you just do it for 2 weeks, it's a very powerful exercise.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. So that by itself, you know, is a tremendous therapeutic tool. So this is a wonderful book, and I'm grateful that I met you and have you on the show today.
Me too. Thank
it's
you so
It's been a great
much.
Pleasure. Now, where can people hear more about your work, your book, website?
Well, I actually founded a nonprofit organization, and it's called HOPE, Home to Purpose.
Yes.
You can reach that on www.hometopurpose.org, O-R-G organization. And there I have everything. I have my book, and you can also get the book on Amazon.
Perfect. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank
We'd love
so
to have
much.
You on again and come to L.A. to meet
Thank
us.
You. Thank you so much.
So, Love University students, if you have any questions, you can email us at loveuniversitylove@gmail.com, 310-226-8090. Visit us at loveuniversity.love. Like us on Facebook at Love University Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Love Letter U Podcast. Until next time, Love University students, put away your notepads, your books, your iPads. And this is Dr. Alex Avila.